Welcome back, everybody. That's not the start of the podcast. That is actually the tax man knocking on your door.
There was a little sound there.
Yeah, there's sound.
What's going on, Brad?
Well, everything we buy online, at least here in good old America, is about to get more expensive.
Yeah, let me make sure I got the headline right here. I'm sure it's the top story today because nothing else is going on in this world. Nope. Yes. All right. Yeah. If my understanding is that the Supreme Court ruled Thursday that states can compel retailers to collect sales taxes, even if they do not have a physical presence in the state, which is the previous ruling that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's in my browser. I was wondering, like, I keep hearing music. Shares of Amazon, Wayfair, Etsy, and eBay all dipped in early trading Thursday. Yes. Oh, boy.
So wait, before you even say anything. Mm-hmm. Right when the show started, he said, hey, there's a little bit of music, when it was, in fact, actually just music from your local machine.
No, that was something else. Or I don't know what it was. I heard like just a little, it might have been like, you know, we have like a little bit of audio in the, mm-hmm. in the, what do you call that? The intro or whatever. It might have just been that. It was silent, but then I heard a little bit of something. I don't know.
Anyways, you buy things online. And you weren't taxed.
And you do. You know, what with it being 2018 and all.
I will tell you what did pop up because I ordered something for Amazon yesterday. As we all know, in January or whatever, they're going to jack the price up to, what, $119 for Prime, something like that?
It's going to be earlier than that.
Or whatever.
It depends on when your renewal time is.
Yeah, so when I was going to check out, a little pop-up showed up and says, hey, Brad, you saved over $250 on two-day shipping by subscribing to Prime.
Yeah, just a little helpful reminder ahead of the $20 jack that's about to occur. So, yeah, I mean, you still sell. It's still, look, Amazon Prime is a tremendous deal, no doubt about it. So, and they really don't raise the price that much. I think this is only the maybe second time they've done so. Something like that. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. So, speaking of jacked, this guy has been jacked out of a seat until I was trying to make that transition work. And then my head jumped to Jack in the Box because I'm kind of hungry for lunch. Mm-hmm. But anyways, if you're a fan of the previous Intel CEO, he's no longer the Intel CEO. He apparently had some sort of relationship, which was consensual, but against policy of Intel. And now he's gone.
Yeah, apparently Intel is a family-run business, and they just fire people for consensual workplace romances. Oh, boy. It kind of begs the question if they weren't looking for
the first thing I was about to say. It's like, okay, so it was consensual, and you violated a policy. That's right. The policies exist for a reason, but if they really like the guy, it's like, okay, dock his pay. He doesn't get some things, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't get the annual, bonus or something. Mm-hmm. Sure.
But nope. So they kicked him out.
Well, remember, this is the Intel CEO who one day after Intel was secretly told about the Spectre and what's the other one called?
Meltdown
vulnerabilities, sold all of his stock or sold some huge amount of his stock. Knowing that when Intel announced that this thing to the public, that the stock price was going to nosedive, which it did. I don't know. You don't get – I almost feel like they must have investigated that and they weren't able to prove it or something because, I mean, that's crazy.
This is going to be a government-led investigation, right? That's the FCC, SEC. And these things take a little bit of time. And so I wonder if they maybe can see the tea leaves and be like, look, he's going to get nailed for this in 3 months.
Yep.
Let's just get out ahead of it.
You know who would be the ideal CEO for Intel?
Me?
No. I was thinking more of an engineer genius type. Satya Nadella.
You're not a fan of what he's done to your Microsoft band?
I didn't say that. I just said that his personality and experience type, I think would make him a good, I think he'd be good for Intel.
Yeah. He could, he could revive that mobile first, cloud first thing and just call it ARM.
You might want to look into this other chipset. You know, bring that openness that he brought to Microsoft, to Intel.
Yeah.
It used to be embrace and extend, and now it's just embrace.
You know, I have no...
It's just, there's no, are you hugging me so you can stab me in the back? No, I'm just hugging you. That's the new Microsoft. We love everybody.
Until we can profit from them.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I mean, that's kind of the Apple route, though, right? They partner with people and then they just build their own stuff and then kill them.
Yeah. Yep. Or when they try to release their own stuff in-house, they just never release it because they're incompetent.
Are you referring to the AirPower thing that they announced 220 days ago? Then Bloomberg came out and said, hey, you know what? The thing's probably coming in September, putting it roughly exactly
1 year. Yeah. We're talking about a wireless charger. These things have been out in the wild for, I don't know, 10 years?
Yeah, and for some reason, it's going to run a stripped-down version of iOS. I don't understand why. It can charge three devices at once. This is...
You know, when my daughter just got a... We bought for my daughter an iPhone 8 Plus or whatever, and we did this at Costco, and they have like a little... it's like a $40 accessory pack you get when you buy it. It includes like a car charger, a wall charger, a cord... And by the way, a wireless charger. Mm. Yeah, they're basically, it's like getting a gift in a box of Cracker Jacks. Everyone makes these things.
Yeah, and what I don't, so supposedly, in which I don't fully understand because I don't have anything that's wireless charging, on those wireless charging pads, can you put more than one device on them? Because that's the whole appeal thing.
No, not the one that my daughter got, not the ones that I've used in the past. But now, of course, they have those kind of pads, you know, that, you know, you can line them up side by side. They have things. Actually, cars come with these. There are like surfaces and vehicles now that probably support multiple devices. And you can get like a rollaway pad kind of thing that would do the same, I would imagine. I'm not the Apple one. Was that a multi-device charger? I guess it was.
Yeah, the whole appeal, which to be honest, once I get the next-gen iPhone, this thing will actually be pretty appealing because then you can put your watch, your phone, and your AirPods all on one little thing and it'll just charge them.
Excuse me, when I save the $1,500 laptop from my cat who for some reason has to roll around all over on the table. You're an idiot.
You know, Paul, they say animals take after their owners. Just
yes. Yeah, she is all gray like I am.
What was the other word you used to describe your cat that's also like you?
An idiot?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I know. It's just the way the, I don't know. I was going to say the cookie crumbles, but that doesn't really make sense. And I was trying to mold it into some sort of like Animal Kingdom reference, but here we are.
This is like turning into an episode of Archer where they're always like, I had a line for that.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> what that script
didn't say? We have a line for that?
And then this came out, which Paul pointed out in our Skype chat with Mahedi. A while ago, like last week or something, but that's ancient ago. But Microsoft officially confirms that VR is coming to any Xbox ever. But it is coming to SharePoint because that's what people want to.
You know, I feel bad about this one because I had a bunch of references lined up for that Xbox article I wrote yesterday, finally, or published yesterday, where my contention was that Microsoft is, even though they're talking up hardware a little bit, what they're really focusing on is a services thing.
Yeah.
And, the reason that article, I think it was from Game Industry Biz or whatever, is 8 days old. They told them we're not doing VR on Xbox One. I had it in the queue. But the problem was like the literal number of times in which Phil Spencer usually, but somebody from Microsoft said something about what people perceived to be the new Xbox and was really about the service was so long. I got through it and I'm like, I've made my case. But I forgot that I had intended to hold on 1 second. Like, get out of here. She's just like, it's just, I don't know. This, anyway, and she's coming back. No, actually she went on the dog bed. She's going to destroy things in here. There's a lamp hanging precariously off the edge of my desk on the other side of the desk. Okay, sorry. You
know, I'm going to ship you a baby gate because that accomplishes two things. One, maybe potentially keeps your cat out for 5 minutes. And two, it gets it out of my house.
I need a, nice. I need the those electronic collar things. You know, like I don't want the dog to go in the part of the kitchen where we're always cooking and everything. She always wanders in when we're making food, and it's like, get out for the 2,000th time. Go. You're not adding to this. And yeah, I want like little electronic fences, but for parts of the house, like my desk could be off limits to the cat. You know. Anyway, sorry. These are the last animals we're ever going to own. I'm done with this.
Yeah, my wife keeps talking about a dog, and I'm like, you know what? How about a new king bed?
yeah, yeah. Like how about we go to one movie every week for the next year, and then we still save money?
Like, I really want a dog, but I really don't want a dog.
It's so much. I don't understand the dog thing. It's so much. They eat so much. They poop so much.
Well, see, that's why you get a small dog.
You have to walk them
problems.
Every single day. Okay. But I mean, it's cats are kind of self-contained, you know? Mm. You could leave cats here for a weekend. They'd be fine, you know?
All your stuff would be on the ground, but everything would be fine.
Yeah. They would exhibit their displeasure with this decision for sure, but...
I don't even know what we're talking about. This has just been a top-tier episode of First String Daily.
You know, I specifically went to bed last night because I haven't been sleeping enough early, like 10, for me, or 10, roughly 10 o'clock. And I didn't get up till like 8. That's an incredible amount of sleep.
That is.
I should be well rested and in a great mood. And I got to tell you, I'm going to go back to drinking more and no sleeping because this is not working.
Feeling healthy is just not it.
It is the worst. Yeah. I just don't know what's going on.
I'll tell you what. Since this show's just off the rails, I've been thinking about doing this, but I don't think I'll do it. I'll send you the video. Maybe I'll even post it in the links below. There's a thing called the One Chip Challenge. I think we've talked about this. It's like Carolina Reaper. It's like a stupidly hot Dorito chip. And the challenge is you try to eat the whole thing without dying.
Without dying?
Well, not dying, literally. But it's just got a lot of... It's got like the world's hottest pepper, like kind of like ground up and like baked into it.
Is it like a Dorito chip or a...
Kind of. It's just...
Chip?
Just Google it, One Chip Challenge. Specifically, there's one video. For some reason, I really like Shaq. I don't know why. He just seems like a good
human. He thinks the world is flat, by the way.
Well, minus that. Anyways, there's a thing on the internet where he claims that he can eat it. And it's like on TNT, like NBA Today. And they're like recording him, and he's like, oh, he bets like Charles Barkley like $20 that he can eat this thing without like making a face, and it is hysterical. Okay. It is well worth the watch, and I like hot stuff, I really do, and so I'm tempted to buy one. They're like $5 for a chip.
These videos are all like they're really long, but really, what you want to do is just get to the part where they eat it.
Yeah, you should watch the Shaq one and just kind of like jump in, and just it's wonderful.
This kind of thing bothers me because what this is going to do now that I've done this is completely skew my results.
Yep.
On YouTube. So like every time I go to YouTube, all I'm going to see. All right, I got to look at the Shaq thing. This is crazy.
I had the same problem. I looked at one mattress. I was curious how much a king size Casper mattress cost. And now every ad on the internet is like Tuft and Needle and like purple and just it's all the mattresses you could ever imagine. So you watching this video?
Yeah, he's like basically crying. How do people actually think milk solves this problem?
It kind of does, but not really.
I don't think that's true.
It does help, but it's better than water. So
honestly, if milk coats your throat, all you're doing is coating the hot onto your throat.
Well, it supposedly reacts to the Caspian. When you feel heat in your mouth, it's just a kind of like an allergic reaction, and the milk is supposed to kind of cure that allergic reaction, but it doesn't. It's not perfect.
It's never really worked for me, but okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
what are we talking about? Are we recording a podcast? Is that what this is?
Yeah. Also, Instagram announced Instagram TV, which is vertical only video, and they said they have 1 billion users, and I'll be curious to see if this actually catches on in any meaningful way. They definitely have the platform to do
it. I sort of feel like, why wouldn't that? Well, this is what Facebook does, right? Why wouldn't Instagram video just be part of Instagram or Instagram TV or whatever?
It kind of is. I mean, you can launch it from inside of.
Yeah,
but I know what you mean, because on Instagram they already have those stories across the top. It's like, why isn't that just the same thing?
Exactly. I guess for the same reason that Facebook Messenger is yet another messenger app I have to freaking install on my computer or my phone because people I know for some reason use it.
Yeah, see, fortunately, I'm not in that. There's one person who uses it, and he lives in my neighborhood, and I don't care. Everyone else is on iMessage.
I'm going to start not caring, too. The problem is if you don't install the app, like you get these alerts, and then you can't make them go away because you don't have the app installed. And then, you know, finally you get goaded into installing it. And what I've discovered is that a friend of mine from Georgia has sent me a picture of a steak.
You can do what I do, and I said it on this podcast. I haven't had Facebook on my phone for like 3 months now.
I don't use Facebook. I just post to Instagram now, yep. Which I realize is ironic, you know.
No, I know.
But
all I do is check that little toggle to post it to Instagram. That way my mom can see it, and that's it. That's it.
Our social media tip of the week.
Burn it all down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got anything else for today, Paul, on this A++ episode of First String Daily?
No. I'm hoping by the end of the weekend to get through at least two of my laptop reviews. I know I keep talking about that. Mm-hmm. I finally did that hands-on thing with the Android Messenger app. That's actually really good on the web. If you're using Android, and especially if you're using the Google Messages app, which is what I do use, you should look at that. And if you're not, install it and just check out the web thing, because that alone may make it worthwhile. The ability to get text messages on your PC is huge, you know, as any really like Mac, iPhone user would tell you.
It really is. And I'm trying to wonder why Skype was acting up weird this morning. I know that's an unusual phrase.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah.
What is today?
What about you, Brad?
Nah, I got nothing. I read a white paper this morning. That's on my nice. Baseline. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we should talk about next week.
Yeah. So Paul and I are going to be traveling next week.
Just for Monday. Well, Monday into Tuesday. But I bet we'll have time to do a quickie episode.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a little... I'll be less professional than this.
I was
going to
say, Paul, is it really going to be any worse than this one? I mean,
it's like, why even warn? What's the difference? You know, we're going to lower the bar.
And then we're going to drink from it.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout for that. Today's Thursday, which means tomorrow's Friday, which means that tomorrow's show is live. You can catch all that information at thrat.com/live, typically around 1 p.m. Eastern time, unless Paul is late because he's playing Call of Duty. And with that being said, folks, have yourselves a wonderful Thursday.